Northside Legends and Bishop Lewis. We've got tip-off here on Friday night here on 13-8 of the Fan. And Northside, they're going to win that one, but right away by the fastest whistle in basketball there. We'll cut them for a travel there. 7:57 to go. Inbounding this one from the sideline here, the near side sideline, is going to be number 3, Danny Kelly, finding number 11, Draylen Truesdale. Truesdale takes it to the far side. The top of the perimeter, oh, hits the feet there and picked up by Fugate. Fugate takes a right on the court. They'll say possession stays with Northside as he let the ball go out of bounds. And in front of the scorer's table from the sideline there, inbounding it was Fugate. He found Javion Davenport. Davenport takes it to the far side. All the way now inside the paint. Making that one move is number 13. That was Eugene Young Jr. He lost the ball. Picked up by Bishop Lewis. And now they cross the timeline on the far side of the court. Look underneath. Trying to hook up there with number 3, Danny Kelly. Kelly in the corner. Now underneath. Finds number 15. That was Wes Javits. Couldn't do it. Turnover collected by the Legends. Moving this one is Fugate. Fugate throws it. Top of the point. Number 5, Javion Davenport. He throws that one underneath. Soft touch pass. He gets it back to Fugate. Fugate to the top of the point for Javion Davenport. Davenport now. Looking out. He does. He finds Woods. Woods underneath. Finding Jordan King. Jordan King trying to muscle his way in there. Fugate. Not once, but twice. He finally got it to go down. The first points of the night go to the Northside Legends. 6:47 to go. And just like that, from the 3 in the corner, Bishop Lewis couldn't get it to sink down. Carmani Davis off the rim there. The whistle underneath. And it's going to bring up an opportunity here for 2. Looks like Draylen Truesdale. He was the one that was fouled there by Northside. With 6:40 to go here in the first period. 2-0 score. Northside on top of Bishop Lewis. Opportunity to tie here. But he hits the rim, bounces off, and we'll see the second opportunity to come up here for number 11, Draylen Truesdale, the junior guard for the Knights. Second opportunity. Hits the back of the rim, bounces out, collected though by Northside. And that was going to be Jordan King hooking up with number 5, Javion Davenport. Underneath, look at that. Denied was Fugate, but not denied was number 13, Eugene Young Jr., who put that one on the glass. 4-0. Knights trailing the Legends. Right across the timeline there. They're going to foul. That's going to be on Northside's Jackson Fugate there. Inbound in this one. Draylen Truesdale for the Knights. He finds number 34, Carmody Davis. Carmody Davis underneath. He's going to hook up with Wes Javins. Davis couldn't get it to go down. Rebound collected defensively by Jordan King. Now moving the ball. Jackson Fugate. Fugate finds Javion Davenport. Davenport, he backs it up in front of the Knights bench there. Decides to approach Broadway. Now throws it out to the right wing. Off the rim there. Collected, though, by Bishop Lewis. 5:52 to go here in the first period. And that one there looked like Jordan King trying to get in the middle of that one. Intercepted pass, but it goes off his hands, out of bounds. And now inbounding this one for the Knights will be Carmody Davis. Out there on the court, Darian Truesdale. But it's going to come out. Oh, hey, here we go. Look what we found here. Danny Kelly found some points with the Bishop Lewis Knights. They're on the board for the first time tonight. 4-2 game early on in the first period. 5:30 approaching. Northside crosses the timeline, courtesy of Javion Davenport. Now a handoff. Jackson Fugate. Fugate near the free throw line. Trying to hook up with Jordan King underneath, who was heading to the rim but couldn't. Corral it. Bounces off his feet. Out of bounds. Inbounded this one for Bishop Lewis. It's going to be number 3, Danny Kelly, the junior power forward. He finds the hands quickly of Draylen Truesdale. Now into the corner goes the far corner. Inside the paint. Jump shot. Darian Truesdale off the rim. Won't get it to sink. And making moves is Javion Davenport. Trying to find Eugene Young Jr. Jr. underneath the rim. He throws out to the right point here. And, we had a shot taken by Jackson Fugate. Doesn't quite get on target, but here comes an opportunity. Young Jr. loading it up. Bounce off the rims. Hit the support strap. That is helping hold up the rim back there. With 4:52 to go here in the first period. 4-2 score. We got Northside on Bishop Lewis. Danny Kelly trying to hook up with Draylen Truesdale. Kelly gets it back from the three-point range. Won't get it. King comes up with the defensive rebound there off the rim. And now moving this one across the timeline into deeper territory is Javion Davenport. Davenport gets that one stolen away. Well, the officials here are going to say that's a whistle. And that's going to be on number five, Javion Davenport, the senior guard. Inbounding this one for Bishop Lewis, Darion Truesdale. Truesdale almost got that one intercepted. In fact, it did. Here comes a tic-tac-toe play from Jordan Woods, but they won't get it to sink down. Bishop Lewis turning the court the other way. Kamani Davis from free range hits the side of the rim, bounces out, collected by Jordan Woods on the rebound. Northside trying to reset. They'll find Young Jr. Jr. almost lost the ball inside the paint, off the glass, and down and in. Jordan Woods coming up. How about the sophomore? And he's going to have to step up to the line, too. Try to complete the three-point play. Ford Sandler Cow, 6-2, north side on top of Bishop Lewis. At the line, Jordan Woods. Shots up. Nothing but net there. Got that one to sink down. Three-point play good, 7-2. Legends on top of the Knights. Trying to make quick work of it are the Bishop Lewis Knights. Already on the offensive side here. We'll see Draylen Truesdale throw that one out. He fouls his guy, Danny Kelly. Kelly, you see this one, get hard body with Wes Javens. Turnover there, going to be collected by Northside. Now trying to move this one inside, and it's going to be a jump shot. Eugene Young Jr. can't get that one to sink. Rebound collected by Bishop Lewis, heading the other way. Oh, trying to hard body his way to the basket. We'll get that one to sink. It'll be out of bounds. No Northside player touched it, so we'll get an opportunity here for Northside to inbound this one and make a run at it. Full court. We got a timeout down there. While we get a timeout there on the court, we'll take a quick 30-second timeout here in the broadcast booth. You're listening to high school basketball here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Yeah, welcome back into Baihe Arena here. Josh Williams, you're listening to high school basketball presented by Parkview Sports Medicine. Bishop Lewis and Northside. Northside so far up 7-2 early on in this one. Northside with possession on the offensive side here. He'll throw it, try to get back to the top of the point. Couldn't do it, but inside down low in the paint is number 13, Eugene Young Jr. Trying to get it to go down, but couldn't. Rebound collected by Bishop Lewis. A three shot. That one's good. Danny Kelly making a rain freeze from long range. Pulling back within two. 7-5. Northside on top of Bishop Lewis. 3 minutes to go here inside the first period. Jackson Fugate, he hands that one off to Javion Davenport. Davenport takes it away, and from inside the paint off the glass, and he gets that one to sink. 9-5, a four-point lead for the Legends. 2:45 to go here in the first period. Bishop Lewis setting up. Kelly in the corner once more. Off the rim, collected, though. It's going to be Darion Truesdale getting that one to go down. 9-7, back to a two-point game, 2:30 to go. Making his way patiently across the timeline. That's going to be Javion Davenport. Oh, he was trying to play on Draylen Truesdale, but Truesdale got the better of him. Now he throws out a pass to Kamani Davis. Davis back to Truesdale. Truesdale in front of the north side bench throws back to the top of the point between Danny Kelly. Kelly back to Truesdale. Truesdale from long range off the rim. Rebound collected for a moment in time by Eugene Young Jr., but it's actually going to be Javion Davenport moving it the rest of the way. Lost the ball, corralled it. Now they play a little bit of catch around the timeline, and taking that one in was Jackson Fugate off the glass and got it to roll in. 1:50 to go, 11-7. Just like that, Wes Javens, the center for Bishop Lewis, he takes it the other way, puts it in off the glass, and we're back to a three-point game. 1:40 to go here inside the first period. Jackson Fugate, he's going to slow things down and let the offense develop. In deep down low, look at the big man, Jordan King, the senior. 6'5", boxing it out and dropping it in. 1:25 to go. It's a 13-9 game. Turnover is going to go against Bishop Lewis. Kamani Davis couldn't corral it. Went off a swing out of bounds. And they'll say north side ball. Inbounding this one for the Legends. Number 12, Jackson Fugate. He'll survey his options that he got on the court right now. Looks like Javius Davenport making his first appearance of the night. He takes that win from the far side, drives, pulls back, couldn't get it to sink down. Rebound collected by Darion Truesdale. Truesdale flips the court on tilt. Here he goes. Up the glass, gets it to sink. 13-11. It's a two-point game. North side on top of Bishop Lewis. 1 minute to go inside this first period of play. Setting up, Javius Davenport. Davenport hands out to Jackson Fugate. Fugate takes a long downtown bomb and gets it to sink. 16-11. North side on top of Bishop Lewis. Zach Aldrin. He was looking for an option. Finds Danny Kelly. This time near side corner. Off the rim. Collected by North side. Here comes Fugate. Across the timeline, he approaches top of the key. Trying to do some fancy footwork here against Danny Kelly. Now down low underneath to Eugene Jr., Young Jr. He couldn't get it to go down. And Devon Haney, he tried to save that one from going out of bounds. Looks like that went off a player. It will bring number two, Javius Davenport. So inbound this one. 21 seconds to go in the first period. Northside leading Lewis 16-11. This time he's going to find Haney. Haney goes up, collects the whistle, but it'll be a travel. Even though he got the shot to sink, points won't count. This will go to Darion Truesdale, who inbound this one for Bishop Lewis. Bishop Lewis finds Draylen Truesdale. Cameron B. Mitchell now. Oh, a tip. Ill-advised throw, and that one is going to find nobody. So two ill-advised throws. North side, Bishop Lewis, first and foremost, trying to cherry pick that one, or cherry bomb that one. However, couldn't hold on to it. That was Davon Haney. He threw it to what would be Jordan Woods, but Woods was not there. Out of bounds, and Bishop Lewis will now inbound this one. 6 seconds to go. Darion Truesdale. He finds Draylen Truesdale. Going up for the basket. Second opportunity as the buzzer rings out. And he gets it to sink. 16-13 at the end of the first period. Northside on top of Bishop Lewis. We've got your second period coming up. You're listening to high school basketball here on 1380 The Fan 100.9, presented by Parkview Sports Medicine. Welcome back inside the broadcast booth here by Hay Arena. Josh Williams, you're listening to high school basketball presented by Parkview Sports Medicine. Northside leading Bishop Lewis after one, 16-13. And playing a little bit of catch around the point. It was going to be Bishop Lewis. The Knights trying to find an option. They'll find Traylon Truesdale. Underneath, he finds Danny Kelly, and Kelly finds the basket. Pulls within one, 16-15. We've got ourselves a game here. 7:35 in the second period. Moving this one across center stripe. And it's going to be number zero, Max Goheen. Goheen now, he takes that in, throws it back to the top, and it's Jordan King taking a shot from the three range. Rebound collected by Bishop Lewis. Darion Truesdale, he tried to take that one himself, couldn't do it. And it looked like there was even an opportunity for Hunter Meek, number 21, the junior, have a shot at it, but they'll say the ball went out on north side. So, Meek, he'll get the inbounds duty. Finds this guy near the corner. Now back to the top. Kelly plays a little catch. Finds Draylen Truesdale. Truesdale all the way across the court to Zach Caldrone. And this one's thrown up and hit down for three. Draylen Truesdale knocking down a three-burger to take the lead for the first time tonight. Under seven to go. 18-16. Bishop Lewis, they lead Northside. Northside, speaking of, the Legends here trying to move some work in the offensive zone, and he'll throw up a three shot. That was number 13, Eugene Young Jr. Couldn't get it to sink down. Bishop Lewis, they got the court on tilt here. Oh, but a turnover. Darion Truesdale, he couldn't quite control, but somehow finds a way to get it back. Now here comes the offense. Draylen Truesdale, he throws that one off the rim, collected though by Northside. And we get a little bit of catch and mouse here. Oh, what a spin move there on the offensive side. Jordan Woods trying to find anybody. Finds Max Goheen. Goheen now. He'll settle things down there in front of the Bishop Lewis bench. Comes to the top of the point. Hands off to Jackson Fugate. Fugate couldn't get the sink down from three range. Collected a rebound by Danny Kelly. Kelly crosses the timeline. Throws out to Truesdale. Darion Truesdale in front of the north side bench. Alloway cross to the near side of the court. He'll throw back to the top. Meek over for Truesdale. Truesdale hits the glass there, off the glass and collected by Goheen. He finds Fugate. Fugate had trouble holding on to it, but he does. No travel there either. 5:40 to go. Lewis leading. Northside, 18-16. Goheen, foul of the point, under duress. Had to dish it out, finds Jordan Woods. Underneath, oh, it's going to be Jordan King. Jordan King pulls up, shoots one. Good to get it to drop in, though. Danny Kelly will take this now for the Knights. Throwing this one back to center for Dre Lynchdale. All the way across to the corner it goes. Now in the wing. Darion Truesdale throws back behind him. Zach Calderon, he gets that one to sink for three. 21-16. Bishop Lewis on top of Northside. Second period action approaching the five-minute marker. Crossing the timeline is Legends Max Goheen. He's going to work on number 23. That's Zach Calderon. Calderon. And we will get a timeout on the court here. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. 21-16, Lures on top of Northside. You're listening to 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM. High school basketball presented by Parkview Sports Medicine. Yeah, welcome back inside by Hay Arena, home of the Northside Legends, taking on the Bishop Lure Knights tonight. Northside came out hot. They took the lead early. However, Bishop Lures, they stormed back. They lead right now 21-16. 4:50 to go here inside the second period. We'll see what kind of changes, if any, are going to be made from north side here. Seems like they've a little bit lost their mojo. But we're going to see what Max Goheen can do. Number zero. Choose you the guy who's a stud who can get you some things done. Throwing it out, Rodney Jones. Jones, he dished out to Fugate. Over to Goheen in front of the Bishop Lewis bench. Now back to the top of the point for Rodney Jones. Jones, he found Fugate. Fugate couldn't find Jordan King. And they'll say possession will go to the Knights. And that's going to be Danny Kelly inbounding it from the baseline there. He finds Draylen Truesdale. Truesdale setting up the offense. Finds Darion Truesdale. Truesdale over to the near side for Kamani Davis. Now it's Danny Kelly. Danny Kelly, nobody home on that far side of the court there. I believe that's where Danny Kelly wanted to go with it. Nothing doing. 4:15 to go. North side. Actually, they're going to say that was tipped out on north side. So Knights will maintain possession here. And it's going to be inbounding by Draylen Truesdale. Truesdale will inbound to Darion Truesdale, who throws out to the near side for Kamani Davis. Now it's Draylen Truesdale. He gets that one knocked out of bounds. And this time they're going to say north side ball. 4:09 to go. 21-16 in the second period. Inbound of this one. For the Legends, was Javion Davenport. He hooked up with Jackson Fugate. Davenport got it right back. And, you know, Davenport right there. He was trying to find Fugate on the sideline, but couldn't do it. They'll say it was tipped out by the Knights. Inbounding it here is going to be Rodney Jones. Jones gets it right back, throws it to Javion Davenport. Down low underneath, finds Fugate. Fugate from three. That's good. 3:45 to go, 19-21. Northside, they trail Bishop Lewis. Danny Kelly playing a little catch around the perimeter. Dish out pass to Draylen Truesdale. All the way into the corner for Danny Kelly. Kelly hits the rim from three range. Rebound collected defensively by Eugene Young Jr. He throws the court pass. Javion Davenport back to the top of the point. Now over for Davenport. Underneath. Eugene Young Jr., he couldn't get that one to sink. Rebound collected by Bishop Lewis. Danny Kelly taking that one deep himself. Inside the paint, couldn't get that one off in time. Hit the front of the rim. Now it's going to be Fugate trying to hit a three again himself. Unevaded there. 3 minutes to go. Bishop Lewis on the offensive zone here. They throw that one up, rings out of the rim. Rebound collected by Jordan King. Jordan King hands off to Javion Davenport. Davenport crosses the timeline, near side, at the top of the point, sets up Jones, and Jones for three. And just like that, Northside's got the lead right back, 22-21, 2:37 to go. Bishop Lewis pulling back a shot from the corner. Can't get that one to sink down. Ring-a-ding-ding. Here comes Northside. And now it's Javion Davenport settling things down in the corner. Inside the paint, it goes to Eugene Young Jr. Jr. dishes back out to Davenport. Davenport finds Fugate. Fugate all the way back over to Rodney Jones. Jones from three. Oh, he sunk it. Whoa. Two tethered go. And Rodney Jones off the bench. Three throws so far. 25-21. Northside on top of Bishop Lewis. 2 minutes left to go. This time it's going to be Javion Davenport getting teed up for a foul. They'll get some substitutions in. Coming from the Bishop Lewis side, Zach Caldron, he'll be in replace of Darion Truesdale. Also out there, Hunter Meek. Inbounded, though, from Zach Caldron. He'll find number 11, Draylen Truesdale. Truesdale over to Darion Truesdale. In front of the north side bench. Now into the corner it goes, Draylen. He throws back up to the top, Zach Caldron. Now it's going to be Draylen once more. Sinking a three from the corner. 1:40 to go. They pull back within one. Northside on top of Lewis. 25-24. JVS Davenport. He throws out and finds his man, Jackson Fugate. Fugate throws over to Jordan Woods. Woods back to Fugate. Fugate now. Hands off. It's going to be Davenport. Taking that inside. Intercepted, though, by Darion Truesdale. Truesdale, he throws back over. Now it's Draylen. Draylen, oh, making some fancy moves. Inside the paint on the way to the basket. And he gets that one to fall down. 26-25. The Knights on top of the Legends. Just like that. Putting the court on tilt. Jackson Fugate there. He had an opportunity from three. Hit the rim. Rebound collected by Bishop Lewis. Bishop Lewis. So Darion Truesdale tried to do spin-o-rama there on his way into the lane. But lost control of it, goes out of bounds, and we'll see Rodney Jones head to the sideline here to do the inbound duties. We do get some substitutions on for Northside. Coming off, we'll see number 11, Jordan Woods, and on is the number 23, Devon Haney. Jones, he inbounds and finds JVS Davenport. Davenport crosses the timeline. At the top of the point, enters in. He wants to take this one himself. Off the glass, can't get it to jump down. Now it's going to be Jones again from three. Oh, oh. He is on fire. 28-26. Rodney Jones. Rumble, young man, rumble. Danny Kelly. He's going to try to slow things down for Bishop Lewis. They've got possession. And on the right side of the court. Now it's going to be Draylen Truesdale. Settling things down. He makes a move now. Top of the point. In between the circles. Now he throws back to Kelly. Kelly in to the paint. And this time, Wes Javins can't get that one to sink down. What a first half of play here. Northside on top of Bishop Lewis, 28-26 going into the half. And right now, the reason that is, with Northside having this lead heading into halftime, Rodney Jones, three-pointers so far. Coming off the bench tonight, the senior guard, 6 foot. Boy, he's standing 7 foot tall out there. We've got more high school basketball coming up. It's the intermission report. Coming up next, you're listening to High School Basketball presented by Parkview Sports Medicine right here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Seems like they're trying to get connected underneath the same way that Northside is doing. They have had some success, though, shooting from the three range outside the perimeter there, and even from inside the perimeter, too. But in the paint, that's where they're trying to get past with. And I think these both teams are, I think one of the things that they have to try to avoid is just trying to get too cute with the passes. We saw both teams commit a couple of turnovers that were kind of, left you scratching your head a little bit. Like, what are you trying to do here? So just play smart here. Let your offenses go. The Truesdale guys, the Davenport kids, they're electric. JVS and JVON, both Davenport brothers there for Northside. They've been affected tonight. And Darion and Traylon Truesdale have both been affected, too. Danny Kelly has been a surprise to me. The junior power forward, he stepped up in some big ways, too. The threes have been really what has been sending the momentum, either one way or the other. Coming back up on the other side of this intermission report, we'll get you set for the third period of play. Northside Legends, they lead the Bishop Luer Knights 28-26. You listen to high school basketball here on 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Parkview Sports Medicine. Yes, welcome back inside the broadcast booth. Here's truly Josh Williams here with you tonight. Normally we're doing high school hockey, but program director Caleb Hatch, well, he's convinced me to come out of my basketball retirement. And here we are tonight on a Friday night, you and me and Northside and Bishop Luers all doing it together. Northside here tonight and Bishop Luers, they've been locked into a good one. Two-point game at the half, 28-26. Northside leading Bishop Luers. Threes have been raining down as of late. The end of the second period really came and went with Rodney Jones. And I know that when we left here on the break talking about it, Rodney Jones was the centerpiece. And really, he's going to be the centerpiece again. Because if they can strike him hot like they did there in the second period and let him float, boy, oh boy, they're going to be in some good standings. Taking a look here, Varsity head coach Gary Andrews. He's got to be pretty happy with the way his Northside team is playing right now. Again, holding a two-point lead, so obviously you want to try and extend that any way that you can. But the way that they have answered the tone here and trying to command and control, I think that's something that remains to be seen here tonight, is what's going to happen here. Who is going to grab that momentum? It's a pendulum swinging here back and forth. Who's going to step up and take it? We've seen some flashes. Danny Kelly, Darion Truesdale, Traylon Truesdale, Wes Javis. And we haven't seen anybody yet besides Rodney Jones. Rodney Jones, that is the secret sauce there. If you can get a guy like that who comes in off the bench, how can you beat him? Players are back on the court. They're warming up. The band over there in the student section, they're hot tonight. It's cold out there, which is good. Hopefully you're staying warm here on this Friday evening. Coming back on the other side of this break, we'll take you into the third period. Tip-off of that is underway next. You're listening to 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM. High school basketball, presented by Parkview Sports Medicine. And what a game of the week it is here that we have at the Bihei Arena, home of the Northside Legends. Third period underway, they lead. The Legends lead the Knights 28-26. Inbounding that one was Rodney Jones, the man of the second period. Jones has got it from perimeter. He'll send it into Fugue. Fugue back to Jones. Jones back to Fugue in the corner. Now underneath. This one's going to find Young Jr. Jr. back to Fugue. Sends it around the horn. Fine and JB on Davenport before finding Jordan King. And Jordan King, he goes up, puts it back off the glass. 30-26. Legends leading the Knights early in the third period. Setting up work. Jordan Woods now. He'll set up Danny Kelly. Danny Kelly trying to drive. He pulls back and jumps up. Throws that one down. 30-28. They pull back within two. Legend still on top of the Knights. Moving this one across the timeline near side is Jackson Fugue. Fugue, he steps up to the perimeter, pulls back, throws, and that one's down. 3 points for Jackson Fugue. 33-28. 6:50 to go here in the third period. They're going to throw this one to Danny Kelly. Kelly's going to take a shot from three. Couldn't get it down. Now a pass from Wes Javens. Finds the hands of Traylon Truesdale, who sinks that three. 6:37 to go. It's a 33-31 game. Northside on top of Bishop Luers. Making his way across the center stripe, Javion Davenport. Davenport trying to hand that one off to Jackson Fugue. Fugue mishandled it at first. Got it back. He's in the corner right now. Doing work against Wes Javens. Now he's got a retreat. Underneath, he finds Jordan King. King, he's backed out by two people. Trying to get that one up. Couldn't do it. Rebound collected. Here goes the Knights. Traylon Truesdale lays it up in there softly. As we approach 6 minutes to go, whistle underneath here in the paint. Jordan King, he was down there, but it's going to be Jackson Fugue who collects the foul. 35-33, Northside on top of Bishop Luers. Fugue at the free throw line tonight. Not a bad outing so far. We'll see what he can do here. Trying to make it a three-point game. Off the back of the rim. Rebound collected, though, by the Knights. Moving it. Draylen Truesdale throws it into the corner. Now finds Danny Kelly. Kelly driving. Throws back out. Now from three range. Hit to the side of the rim was Carmody Davis. 5:46 to go. Rhonda Jones for Northside. He'll be the one inbounding this one from the baseline. Throws that one in. Finds JP on Davenport. Davenport. He's going to walk it up to the center stripe. Crosses over now. He'll be playing on Draylen Truesdale for Bishop Lewis. Here comes Davenport driving in. He's going to collect the whistle on his way in. And that's going to send Davenport to the line for two. Javion Davenport, the senior, not a bad night either at the free throw line. We'll see here. But they can at least try to extend the lead to 3 points for the Legends. First attempt, hits the front of the rim, passes out. We'll still have one more opportunity here. 35-33. Can make it a 36-33 game with this free throw. That one passes in and out, ricochets, and rebound collected by Danny Kelly. Kelly, he throws out to Jackson, or to Wes Hammer and B. Mitchell. Danny Kelly, though. Like he'll be the one fouling. Correction, it's actually Darian Truesdale who's the one who collected the foul there. 5:26 to go here in the third period of play, 35-33. That one hits the front of the rim. He'll have a second opportunity. Darian Truesdale, much like in the other direction here, he'll have a chance to pull within a 2-point opportunity right now. Oh, second try. Here's gold. 35-34. 5:24 to go here. Jackson Fugate in his own end there. Play a little catch with J.B. on Davenport. Oh, down low. A shot fired, and that one haphazardly into the student body there. That's behind the north side rim. The turnover, though, is going to put the ball in the hands, though, of the Bishop Blue Knights. Moving that one across and into offensive territory. Draylen Truesdale. He'll pack up here, survey, throw out to his left. That's where Kamani Davis was. He'll throw back to Danny Kelly at the top of the point. Now down low. Here comes Kamani Davis from three. He hits the front of the rim, bounces off, collected by Jordan King, the center for Northside. He throws out to Javion Davenport. Davenport crosses over, tries to go to the corner. It's Rodney Jones. Jones from three range, off the rim. Rebound, though, collected offensively. And here comes Fugate. Fugate trying to hook up with Javion Davenport. Davenport, top of the point, drives in, tried to throw that one, collected his own haphazard throw there, throws it to Fugate. Fugate tried to go off the glass, and a rebound there, collected defensively by Danny, or Darian Truesdale, rather. And it looks like that foul is going to be on Jackson Fugate. 4:24 to go here in the third period. 35-34, 1-point game here on a Friday night. And a bad way to spend it. Moving this one across the timeline here, we've got Draylen Truesdale. Near side, he throws all the way across to the far side, finding Hunter Meek. Meek back over to Darian Truesdale. Darian, top of the point, over to his right side for Danny Kelly. Kelly, inside the paint there. He gets that one to drop in. Lewis taking the lead right back, 36-35, with 3:50 to go. Jackson Fugate making his way to the top of the point. He wants to drive inside, but couldn't find it. Throws back to Javion Davenport. Davenport from three range. He gets that to sink down. 3:40 to go. Northside capturing the lead right back, 38-36. Danny Kelly. Top of the point. Couldn't find anybody to do it. Now it goes right back to Darion. Darion Truesdale. He pulls back from the line there. Oh, and he gets that one down. Now to three. It's a two, and it will tie the game at 38 all. 3:20 to go. Javion Davenport. Oh, good defense there. Played by Darion Truesdale. And he goes up off the glass. Gets that one to sink emphatically. 40-38 Lewis on top of Northside. Heads-up play by Draylen Truesdale. Capture the turnover there. We'll get a charge here. Looks like coming back in off the bench here. We'll have Draylen Truesdale come in place. Correction, Jordan Woods. He'll come in place of Ronnie Jones. Jordan Woods, he inbounds and finds his man Fugue. Fugue stuck in between the circles. Hands out to Javion Davenport. Underneath, well, actually, he tried to hook up with Jordan Woods there. Hit the glass. The glass rebounded the ball into the hands of Javion Davenport. And on the turnover here is going to put the ball in Bishop Luer's hands. Moving now is Darion Truesdale. And it looks like this one's going to stay with Northside, though. .235 to go here in the third period. Davenport to Fugue. Oh, here we go. Jordan Woods, he attacked it from the near side and came in from the corner. Drove at the rim. Got that one to sink. Roll tied up at 40. 2:18 to go here in the third period. Draylen Truesdale. He'll hook up with Hunter Meek. Hunter Meek throws back out to the perimeter for Darion Truesdale. Now still trying to be battled on down low. Finally, Northside coming away with it. Here comes Javion Davenport. Davenport off the glass. Couldn't get the sink, but collects his own rebound. Second chance. Bounces around, and that one's down. 42-40 Northside on top of Luer's. 1:50 to go here in the third period. A little catch around the perimeter. Goes into the corner. A shot taken. This time doesn't hit the mark. Draylen Truesdale was just off on that one. Rebound collected defensively. Northside makes the way across the timeline. Fugue, he pulls back from three range. Hits the side of the glass there. And rebound went right into the hands of awaiting Darion Truesdale, who drives the length of the court. He goes up, and the ball was batted out of bounds there. Looks like Jordan King will be the guilty party. 1:28 to go here in the third period. Northside leading by two. Inbounding this one from the baseline will be number two, Darion Truesdale, the guard, the junior guard from Bishop Luer's. Trying to find his options, and he'll find Danny Kelly. Kelly with the top of the point. Fires. Doesn't quite get it there. Rebound collected by Jordan King defensively. Here goes Javion Davenport. Davenport playing on Darion Truesdale. He'll go to the right side. Pulled back. Lost the ball. Collected. Rebound. Stolen away by Draylen Truesdale. Look at a whistle, though. And it's going to be Javion Davenport. As you just heard the PA announcer, that's his third. He's getting close here into the no-no zone. And by the way that he's been playing tonight, the senior guard, you don't want to have an opportunity where you lose him. But coach is going to pull him off right now. And coming on, going to have Max Goheen. And looks like number 23, Devon Haney. Luer's, they inbound and making his way to the timeline. Draylen Truesdale, far side of the court in front of his own bench. Now back to the top. He gets it right back. Tic-tac-toe. Danny Kelly gets that one to sink. And we're all tied up 42-42. Under 60 to go here in the third period. This time it's going to be Javius Davenport hooking up with Max Goheen. Goheen from three range. He puts it up in and out of the rim. Rebound collected by Bishop Luer's. Honest Keister finds a way to hook up with Zach Caldrone. Now it's Draylen Truesdale. Truesdale under duress. Sends it to the corner. And here comes a shot from Zach Caldrone. Can't get it to sink down. Rebound collected by Davon Haney. Now it's going to be Jordan Woods throwing it back to Max Goheen. In between the circles he is. Now it's Javius Davenport. Davenport playing on Hunter Meek right now for the Knights. He's going to dribble. Let some of this clock tick off. Now he's going to make a run at it. Trying to drive inside the paint off the glass, and he gets that one to sink down. 44-42. One last second opportunity. Oh, he hit it. Danny Kelly at the buzzer to take the lead going into the fourth quarter. Wow. 45-44. Danny Kelly, as we said in the intermission, man, the threes tonight have been momentum swingers. Wow. We'll head into the intermission. We'll head into our next break here. 45-44. Bishop Luer's on top of Northside. We'll see you back in 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball here on 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Parkview Sports Medicine. Fourth period underway here. 45-44. Bishop Luer's on top of Northside here at Bihei Arena. Bishop Lewis is with possession right now. Danny Kelly, the man who gave them the lead, he's got the ball under duress in the corner. He finds his man. They're in Truesdale. Truesdale comes back out, finds Zach Caldrone. Caldrone finds Hunter Meek. Meek throws back to Truesdale. Truesdale all the way back in between the circles. Now Danny Kelly gets it inside, into the paint it goes. And that's where Traylon Truesdale is, hitting a two-pointer. 47-44, Knights on top of the Legends. 7:15 to go here inside the fourth period. They're going to move. That's going to be Javius Davenport. Couldn't get it. Turnover. Here's Draylon Truesdale. Oh, he tried to hook up on a Darian Truesdale. A Truesdale-to-Truesdale shot won't do it. On the other side of the court, Jordan Woods, he went up on the basket there. Coming down, though, with the opportunity at the free throw line after collecting the penalty. 7 minutes to go here in the fourth period. 47-44. Jordan Woods, the sophomore guard, he steps up to the line. First opportunity. Hits the back of the rim. Bounces out. He'll still have one more here. It's a three-point game right now. He can make it a two-point game with this shot. And the sophomore, he hits a second shot, pulls within two. Lewis, 47, Northside, 45, under 7 minutes to go. Enters into the point, throws it back top. Zach Caldrone plays a little catch, and he'll find Draylon Truesdale. Truesdale trying to drive. He thinks better of it. He throws out to the perimeter for Zach Caldrone. And Caldrone, he sinks it. 50-45, Bishop Lewis on top of Northside. 6:30 to go. Making a move is Javis Davenport. Davenport, he pulls back. He gets out with a sink down right around the free throw lane. 6:27 to go. Here comes an opportunity. Darian Truesdale, he drives. He's going to collect a travel here. And that's going to be north side ball. 51-45. 50-47, rather. Scoreboard now has finally got it right. Three-point game. Knights on top of the Legends. Final period. Javius Davenport, he's in between the circles. He backs up in front of his own bench from the top of the arc. Now he drives. He pulls back. He wanted to find Davon Henry. Now it's going to be Young Jr. trying to knock down a three. Couldn't do it. Quick concession passes here. Oh, and Davon Henry, he comes up and pulls the game within 1 point. 50-49, Lewis on top of Northside. 5:50 to go. This time, Draylon Truesdale setting up the offense. Throws down to Danny Kelly in between the circles. He drives, goes up to the basket, can't get it down, collects his own rebound, puts it back up, and completes the two-point play. 52-49, 5:30 to go here inside the fourth period. Off the inbound, Javis Davenport. He makes his way across the timeline near side. Now he drives. He wants to throw out. He finds Woods. And Woods, he tried to sink that one. Couldn't get it down. But here comes Darian Truesdale. Truesdale, he dishes out a pass to Caldrone. Caldrone, uh-oh, off the glass. And here comes an opportunity for Northside. A little cherry pick pass. Finds Henry. And nothing doing there. Lewis, he'll control this one. He'll throw to the corner. That's Danny Kelly trying to throw to Draylon Truesdale. Nobody home. Out of bounds. It'll go. Jordan Woods. He'll have Javis Davenport down there near the baseline. Inbounded pass with 4:57 to go. It's Javis Davenport, the guard, making his way to center court. Hooks up with Woods. Woods under duress. Under low, down low, underneath the Eugene Young Jr. Fugate now, over to Davenport. Davenport from three range. He gets that one to sink down, and we're all tied up. 52 all. 4:35 to go inside the fourth period. Oh, making a move, but stumbling and bumbling as he goes. Loses the ball. Fugate hooking up with Eugene Young Jr., who gets at the sink, and just like that, Northside back on top of Lewis. 54-52. 4:17 to go inside the fourth period. This now, Darian Truesdale. He jumps, he throws back a three. Ball is still rolling out there. Danny Kelly had an opportunity, but I think Jordan King, the 6'5 senior center, he comes up with a control, and they get a timeout. So the ball will be with Northside here. So 4:05 to go, final period. Two-point game. This has been a spectacular Friday night game to have. Inbound of this one was Jackson Fugate. Finds his man, Javius Davenport. Davenport, he crosses the timeline. In between the circles he goes. Soft dish to Jackson Fugate. Fugate backs up. They'll let some of this time expire, making the Knights here play on him. He's got Danny Kelly on us, so not want to try to get too fancy with it. Now over to Javius Davenport. Davenport, he tried to make a run on Draylen Truesdale. Still got it. Following his lead and off the glass and off the rim and in goes Javius Davenport. 56-52. Northside on top of Bishop Lewis. Danny Kelly now for the Bishop Lewis Knights. He tried to drive to the rim. Couldn't collect. But instead, it's going to send Danny Kelly to the line. This is the first time tonight that we're seeing Danny Kelly at the free throw line. He'll have two opportunities here with 3:21 to go. They trail by four, 56-52 to the Legends. First shot, good and through, nothing but net on that one. And pulls within a three-point opportunity. And if you're Bishop Lewis here, you got to think, if you miss, you got to be hot on the draw to try and get the rebound. Off the rim, Northside grabs it, throws out the Fugate. Fugate, spinorama. Oh, he's wide open on his own. Into the paint he goes, drives, and he gets that one to sink on down. 58-53, 3:10 to go here in the fourth period. Now it's going to be moving this one, Traylon Truesdale. Truesdale, under duress, he'll find Hunter Meek. Meek finds Darion Truesdale once more. Truesdale driving off the glass, and he gets that one to sink in as well. 2:54 to go. It's a 58-55 game right now. We got a timeout on the court. We'll take a timeout in the broadcast booth. You're listening to high school basketball here on 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Parkview Sports Medicine. Back and forth we go here at Vihe Arena, and boy, oh boy, Northside right now, they've stormed back. They've taken the lead, 58-55. It's hot and contested here in the final period of our high school basketball night. And a turnover at center court is going to put Bishop Lewis in good contention. And there's Draylen Truesdale knocking down an easy two. 58-57, bringing it back within a one-point game. Making their way deep inside the offense. Oh, and what a play there to block that one away. Number 13, Eugene Young Jr. went up. But then Javier came in there. And that's going to send Javier Davenport out there as well, but stepping up to the line is going to be Javius Davenport. 2:30 to go, one-point game. Northside on top of Lewis, 58-57. First shot rings in. Javius Davenport, the senior guard, makes his first. Checking into the game here, we'll get Jordan Woods back out there on the court as well as Jackson Fugate. Davenport, Javian Davenport, he'll come off. Also out there is Eugene Young Jr. to make up the five. Second shot, that was nothing but net there. Brings it to a three-point game, 60-57, 2:30 to go. Danny Kelly, he inbounds and finds Draylen Truesdale. Truesdale, on the far sideline there, makes his way across the timeline in front of his own bench. Now he centers up top of the arc, drives in. Cole and pulls back, gets that one to roll off the rim, but didn't get it in. Jordan King, he collects the rebound, quickly underneath, into the offensive zone here, and they're going to get a whistle down here. And it looks like they'll call a timeout. So, another timeout on the court. We'll take a timeout here. 60-57 is our score. We'll see you folks back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball here on 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Parkview Sports Medicine. Welcome back inside the broadcast booth here at Northside High School. We got a Friday night dandy on our hands. We got the Northside Legends taking on the Bishop Lewis Knights. And it's been a dandy all night long. 60-57. And the final stanza of this game. Fourth period's where you can find us. 2:07 on the game clock right now. And it's tightly contested. The way that they've been shooting threes tonight, boy, this could be tied up in a hurry. Inbounding this one for Bishop, or for the north side Knights there. Oh, that one gets stolen away. And here comes an opportunity for Bishop Lewis. Taking it in and sinking it down is Draylen Truesdale. A steal off an inbound. Haphazardly thrown in. It rolled. And right there was Draylen Truesdale. Picked it up. Ran himself. Brings it to within a one-point game. He collects a foul on the way, too. 2:02 to go. Here comes an opportunity to tie it all up. Off the rim. Rebound, though, collected by Jordan King. Three-point play not going to happen here. Now Northside under duress. They'll foul. 1:55 to go. A one-point game. 60-59 here in the fourth period. We'll see. Stepping up to the baseline here to do the inbounding duties. It's going to be Rodney Jones, the man who had an electric second period. Three three-pointers that he helped put his team back in the lead. Jones, inbounds, finds Fugate. Fugate under duress. Fugate escapes. He throws this one, intercepted. Oh, and here comes Truesdale. Off the glass, it rolls and bounces out. Second opportunity, doesn't miss. Lewis, they grab the lead, 61-60.
He jumped right over the half-court line.
You can hear fans here in the stands not happy with that call, but boy, oh boy, what a play that we saw by Draylen Truesdale. Stood up, intercepted that one at midcourt, and like a linebacker, tried to run it all the way in for a six. And came up with a two, though. That's the good news. Inbound of this one from the sideline was going to be Javius Davenport. Finding Javion Davenport. Davenport playing on Hunter Meek. He's going to take Hunter Meek inside the paint. Drives towards the basket off the glass and couldn't get the sink down. Rebound still trying to be contested on. And a great job by Draylen Truesdale coming away with it. They lead 61-60. 1:20 to go here inside the fourth period. They got a timeout on the court. We're going to take one more timeout here. And we'll be with you guys for the rest of the game. One more timeout. You're listening to high school basketball here on 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM. Brought to you by Parkview Sports Medicine. Welcome back inside the broadcast booth at Vaihe Arena. Josh Williams tonight. We've been locked into a dandy here between the Northside Legends and the Bishop Luer Knights. 60-61 here. Luers ahead of Northside. They'll have possession here. And of course, inbounding this one, Draylen Truesdale from the sideline there. He'll throw back and find Wes Chavins. Chavins, he hooks up with Draylen Truesdale. Draylen. In between the circles, makes a run, finds Danny Kelly. Danny Kelly throws back to Darion Truesdale. Truesdale out to Draylen. Draylen back to Darion. Darion, he pulls back, tries to come back the other way, and he is going to collect a foul. 1:02 to go here inside the fourth period. 61-60, Lewis on top of the north side. Inbounding this one will be Draylen Truesdale on the near sideline here. Of course, we're all big at this point. Getting ready to check in, though. It's going to be Kamani Davis, and he will check in for Wes Chavins, the sophomore, coming in for the senior. Draylen, he inbounds to Danny Kelly. Danny Kelly, he makes his way across the timeline now. Under duress from Eugene Young Jr. Throws it to Darion Truesdale, under 60 seconds to go. Truesdale making his way in front of his bench. Oh, he pulls the brakes there. And now, a pass thrown to Draylen Truesdale is going to bring a foul. It's Jackson Fugate who will commit the foul there. 44 seconds here in the fourth period. 61-60, Lewis on top of Northside. Looks like we will get another timeout down there. They're going to talk things over here, make sure that everybody's got what they need out there on the court. And really, I think the mission here is simple. If you're Lewis, I think that you have to strive to try and get that next basket, because I think that's what it's going to take here. I'm not saying maybe go right off the bat for a three, but a three would help kind of put this one and give you some insulation. Make it a 64-60 game. You get caught in here with the two selection and make it a 63-60 game. Well, you're in trouble. They've been hitting some threes tonight at some inauspicious times. especially when we're talking about Rodney Jones, the senior guard there. He stepped up in some big moments as well. I see him out there in the huddle, intently listening. So we'll see what happens here. Either way, you shake it. We're about 50 seconds away here in this fourth period of action from a north side loss and a Bishop Lures win. Unless something dramatically changes. We've seen some turnovers tonight, too, that have come at some inopportune times for the other team. So play smart, and we'll see what happens here. Referee has readied the court for play. And coming over here to the sideline to do the inbound duties will be Draylen Truesdale, the junior guard. And Darion comes out to Draylen and says, hey, find me. 44 seconds officially on the game clock here. Draylen surveying. He'll throw it up. Oh, ill-advised, but yet here he goes. Darion Truesdale, he's coming down, driving in off the glass, and that one gets to the sink, 63-60. Legends are going to take a timeout here. It'll be the 62nd variety, but as we were just talking about there in the last timeout, this is something that you wanted to avoid. You have 37 seconds here left in the fourth period. It's a three-point game, and you've been able to hit three-pointers tonight in some ways that maybe you haven't been able to hit them before. Rodney Gaines, Jackson Fugate, even Eugene Young Jr., they've been very good from the three range tonight. And don't sleep on Jordan King. A guy like Jordan King, the center, you know, he's taking some shots tonight. I can see him checking back in there with the scores table. But right now, it looks like it's going to be Devon Haney. He looks like he'll be the man that's going to be out there with this group in the next 30 seconds to try and make a run at tying this game up at 63-all. If they decide not, if they can't hit the three there, then it's got to be quick. And it looks like as this game has really moved on, the free throw shooters for Bishop Lures have really found their stride. So sending them back up to the line, yeah, it's not really going to be the option here, even though that might be what it comes down to. The official has readied the court for play. Heading to the baseline is going to be Rodney Jones. Rodney Jones, he'll inbound this one and find Javius Davenport. Javius crosses the timeline far side of the court. He's going to throw this one to the corner. Rodney Jones gives it right back to Davenport. Davenport throws back to Fugate. Fugate, top of the point. Now it's Davenport. Back to Fugate, top of the arc. Trying to drive in on Danny Kelly. He throws this one. Here's Jordan King from three. Oh, it ricochets in and out with a rebound collected offensively. A whistle, and they won't get that one. 14 seconds left to go. They couldn't complete the 2 points there to set up for a three-point play, but it is going to bring up an opportunity for Eugene Young Jr. to step up to the line and shoot a pair. This could bring the game within one if he successfully hits all two. Hunter Meek, number 21, the junior for Bishop Lures. He was the guilty party. Just like that, clockwork. Eugene Young Jr. sinks the first one. Brings it to within a two-point game.
Fight for it, Jordan!
14 seconds to go here in the final stanza. Another free throw attempt coming up for Eugene Young Jr. He fires that one, and that one sinks in. One-point game. Final 10 seconds. Hermione Davis gets fouled with 9 seconds on the game clock, 63-62. That's going to send Hermione Davis to the line. Hermione Davis with two here could potentially put this game in a better spot than what it's at right now. Currently a one-point lead for the Knights over the Legends. And it looks like the Legends are going to take a timeout here as well. Coming up on the other side, when we finish up this game tonight, we got the post-game show that's going to be coming from you from Pizza Hut on State Boulevard. Should be a fun time. The guys are already there waiting. And we're getting ready to rock and roll tonight. The fun's not done yet. Adam Lundy, he'll be over there as well. Gearing up to bring you all the high school basketball action from around our region. No doubt about it, this one tonight, he's taking the cake. This has been a fantastic game from the moment we tipped off here. We've had 7 lead changes, too. 9 seconds on the game clock. At the free throw line, it's Kamani Davis, the sophomore. And what a big moment for him to step up here for his team to maybe help secure the win. Kamani Davis, he'll dial it up for his first shot. Smooth. He's got ice in his veins. 64-62, makes it a two-point game. Davis, second opportunity. Fires away, and that one is true and good. It brings up the point, though, about sending these Bishop Luer Knights to the line. Boy, they have really warmed up in that free throw selection. Doing the inbounding duties from the baseline is Eugene Young Jr. Oh, disaster! Eugene Young Jr. tried to hook up with Javius Davenport. It rolls away from him, out of bounds. And now Bishop Luers will be inbounding this one with 7 seconds left to go. My goodness. And you could hear a collective gasp when that happened here from the Northside faithful. Inbounding this one will be Draylen Truesdale. Truesdale trying to find his mark. Oh, he's going to throw this one up, and he's going to find Darian Truesdale. Truesdale now throwing up a little Hail Mary pass, if you will. It bounces out of bounds, and they'll say Northside ball. 2.7 seconds on the game clock. Trailing by three. Well, you can write it up yourselves, folks. It's going to take a Hail Mary three-point chance here for this one to come away, at least in a tie, maybe sending us into overtime. It's been interesting, though, to watch Bishop Luers. I know the goal there was to try and draw some clock, but boy, oh boy, that was the second time that you saw from the baseline there, literally throwing almost all the way to the other opponent's free throw line to try and get your guy the ball. However, the only problem was that Jackson Fugate, 6'5", well, when you're trying to hook up with a man who's 6'4", it's really a toss-up at that point. There's no real height advantage there. So really, it is a 50-50 shot. Dangerous call, but yet it comes out okay for Bishop Luers right now. They hold on to a three-point lead, 65-62. The officials say 30 seconds. Time to get on the court here. 2.7 on the game clock. It'll all come down to this. Stubbing up to the baseline there. It's going to be Javius Davenport. Davenport. He'll survey what he's got out there. And it's going to be a long bomb pass. He'll toss it up. Jackson Fugate's there, but this one gets intercepted by Darian Truesdale. Oh, that's not good. You don't want to see that. Darian Truesdale, he got up in the face of Jackson Fugate, who was down on the floor. And with 1.5 to go, that's not the way that you want to see your team act up here. I always adopted the Barry Sanders mentality of winning. You go up to the referee, you handle the ball. You didn't see that right there. We'll see what the officials have to say about that. They're talking with Jackson Fugate right now. He was the person that this happened to. By the way, you shake it, it's going to send Darian Truesdale up to the line here. 1.5 seconds on the clock. One of these here to put this game away. And it hits the front of the rim. Bounces off. Game's still alive. Second opportunity here coming up for Darian Truesdale. Bishop Luers to put the icing on the cake, and that will do it. 66-62. They will send, though, Javius Davenport to inbound, and here comes a last-ditch effort from Max Goheen as the buzzer sounds off the glass. Our final here, inside by base, by city, by Hay Arena, 66-62. Bishop Luers knocking off the home team tonight. Northside Legends. We've got the post-game report coming up next from Pizza Hut on State Street. You've been listening to high school basketball, brought to you by Parkview Sports Medicine here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.